Unit 12, Lesson B, page 102, Exercise 5. Can you really learn that? Part A. Listen to three people who participated in workshops for their jobs. What type of workshop did each person attend? 1. Anne.
I attended a workshop on how to communicate better with the people I work with. It's funny because the leader set up ground rules right away and wrote them on the board. Some people laughed and said they felt like they were in kindergarten. The rules were pretty basic. Don't interrupt other people when they're talking. Don't take things too personally. Criticize ideas, not people. And respect differences. We could see during the workshop how those little rules kept things flowing much more smoothly. I've found that I've been remembering them at work, too.
2. Thomas.
Okay, well, last week I went to a workshop on how to solve problems by working in small groups. The workshop coordinator started off by breaking the class into groups of six. Each group chose a leader, a recorder, and a spokesperson. We all had to discuss a problem and brainstorm ideas. The leader didn't make decisions. She just made sure that everyone spoke. The recorder wrote an objective summary of the group's conclusions. Then, the spokesperson reported our results to the rest of the workshop and answered any questions. We all learned the benefit of addressing work-related problems as a group and joining together to come up with a solution. I think this system is definitely better than trying to tackle a problem separately. It's less stressful, and sharing different ideas helps you come to an interesting solution sometimes.
3. Paulina.
Well, I attended a role-playing workshop in the store where I work. All the managers and salespeople got together and took turns pretending to do the other person's job, as well as playing the part of the customer. The leader would give us a scenario, like, an angry customer tells the sales clerk that he wants to speak to the manager. Well, that's a common one. Well, anyway, we would role-play the situation for 5 minutes and then analyze it. You know, it was actually very interesting to put yourself in someone else's shoes. It helps you to better understand the needs and concerns of your fellow workers, supervisors, and customers.